Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good afternoon to Grenada, Caracou, Piedmont, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean, wherever you are. As I indicated to you earlier, as you remember, I said to you that I would have the permanent secretary with me here in the studio, Mr. Timothy Antwine, and we will be talking Inside Finance. Every week we would have this program here where we talk about what is happening in the Ministry of Finance. We take a word from our sponsors, we come back, and I will be talking to the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Finance, Mr. Timothy Antwine.
St. George's Baptist Church. Purpose: the channel God chooses to fulfill the needs of humanity. Vision: building communities which become the model for winning people to Christ. Mission: goal: empowering people to enjoy prosperity and fulfillment in life. These are the purpose, vision, and mission of the St. George's Baptist Church.
Welcome back. This is the program Inside Finance. Good afternoon, Mr. Timothy Antwine.
Good afternoon, Pastor Simon, and good afternoon to all listeners home and abroad, wherever you are.
How long have you been in the Ministry of Finance?
This year is 21 years since I joined the Ministry of Finance. Basically, all of my life, working life in government, has been in the Ministry of Finance. And of course, I spent a little while with the World Bank in between, but 21 years since I joined the Ministry of Finance.
Okay. We're talking government restructuring inside finance. Now, the first question that I think is everybody's mind, and I think wants some clarity very quickly, to explain to us, what is this homegrown program?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and I'm glad you've asked, because it's important for us to sort of step back and remember why we're doing what we're doing. The homegrown program is the foundation for the new economy. The new economy is this new Grenada, where people who want to work can find work, investors who want to invest are attracted, and we have a very prosperous society and a prosperous country. The elements of the new economy require government, Grenada, to achieve fiscal and debt sustainability. What that means simply is putting our fiscal house in order. I think everybody knows at the moment that government spends far more than it earns, and as a result of that, we have a massive fiscal gap every month. In fact, at the height of our fiscal crisis, that fiscal gap was around $18 million. We were collecting $35 million, spending around $53, a monthly gap of $18 million. What that meant is that debt kept rising and rising and rising, and so did unpaid claims, which is money owed to local contractors and suppliers and so on. So the homegrown program is government's effort, Grenada's effort. It's not just government, Grenada's effort to get the country's fiscal house in order such that the government spends more than it earns, or reverses that and begins to spend less than it earns. And I'm pleased to say that we've started in that direction.
Okay, now digging a bit deeper now. Now, since January 2014, government has introduced several new taxes. What are the result of these measures that government has taken?
Good question. What we've seen so far after 5 months is that the fiscal situation has begun to improve. The fiscal gap has been reduced to almost $10 million, which means almost half of what it was at the height of the fiscal crisis. And that has been achieved by a combination of raising revenue, which are the taxes, and of course, cutting expenditure. I think everybody knows that we are all, most of us, are paying more personal income tax, more property tax, and there are other charges like customs service charge and so on. Those have resulted in government improving the revenues so that we move from 35 million to around 40 million on average, or a little more than that in terms of collections. And our expenditure has been kept pretty much in line, or in fact we've been cutting, and I could talk a little bit about that a little later. So we are seeing, after 5 months, we are seeing the revenues meeting target. In fact, every month for the first 5 months of the year, Customs and Inland Revenue have met their targets for revenue. And of course, we've kept expenditure extremely tight. And so we've seen an improvement in the, we've seen a reduction in the monthly fiscal gap, and which means an overall improvement in the government's fiscal situation.
Person have always said that government wages are high. Government is looking at cutting costs, they want to raise revenue. What about wages? Will government be cutting wages? Is there plans to do that?
No, at this moment, the decision that has been made with the labor unions is that government would not increase wages during the life of the homegrown program. That is the next 3 years, 14, 15, and 16. So there will be no wage increases. Government will pay the back pay, and I think most people know government has already paid 3 of the 4 installments, and that we're getting ready to pay the 4th and final installment.
When, everybody may ask. Sure, they're wondering.
We have advised our union brothers that we will attempt to do it in July, which is next month. The government has always said it will meet its commitment to workers, and I think between last year and this year, we've been able to show government has demonstrated that it is willing to meet those commitments. And like I said, 3 of the 4 installments have already been paid, and the 4th and final one will be paid, we hope, by July. That's our target, and we think we'll be able to achieve that.
All right, well, public servants, look out. Yeah, back pay is coming. Sure. Now, one of the things I think many persons would ask, seeing that government have increased taxes in many ways, how much money will government receive under the homegrown program, and when?
Again, a very, very good question. At the very minimum, government will receive, at the very minimum, around US 100 million US dollars. So US 100 million, that's 270 million EC dollars. Now, it's important for us to recognize that the only how we can actually get those monies, that is to say both soft loans and grants, is for government to perform. And by government to perform, we mean we have to be able to raise our revenues, we have to keep our expenditure down, and we have to proceed with the debt restructuring, which is another issue which we could talk about later. So 100 million US is what we expect at a minimum. Now, I want to explain this 100 million US a little bit, and to also answer the question, when? The IMF will consider Grenada's program very, very soon. I expect that the program will be approved by the end of June. Right after the IMF approves Grenada's program, the World Bank will do the same. And by mid-July, the Caribbean Development Bank will approve their support for Grenada. So the IMF is 21.9 million. I think everybody knows that. That's US dollars. The World Bank is at least 30 million US. The CDB, Caribbean Development Bank, is another 30 million US. So that's 81.9. And then the European Union is about, at least 7.5 million euros, a little more than that, and then one or two others to get up to the 100. Now, the way it works is that as the boards approve, they will make a first disbursement. And as we continue to proceed with the program, once Grenada is achieving its targets and meeting its obligations, then further disbursements will be made. Now, I need people to understand that this support for homegrown program of 100 million US dollars, that only refers to what we call budget support. This is money that will not be tied to any projects. There's a shortfall in the budget right now. The cabinet, the parliament has approved a number of projects in the budget for 2014, and it does that every year, but there's not enough money to implement a lot of these things. With the budget support that is coming, government will be able to implement more of those things that are approved, but there are no funds for. So that will come to the budget, and it supports the implementation of programs already approved by the parliament. That is separate from monies that the government will get, Grenada will get, for projects. So people need to understand, over the life of 3 years, Grenada is going to get far more than $100 million. There will be project support, which would be, for example, the Caribbean Development Bank will help us with schools, they will help us with a student loan program, they will help us with small business support, they will help us with some roads, they will help us with the Grenville Phase 2, Grenville Market Phase 2. Those are projects, and those will amount to another $30-35 million. That's project support or program support. So every time you hear 100 million, think about it as budget support to help with the shortfall in the budget. But it's, that is separate from support that we'll get for specific projects. So great, there's a lot for Grenada to benefit in terms of this program if we do what we're supposed to do. And I think what I have seen in recent months is that the international partners have been very pleased with the resolve they've seen in Grenada to take tough decisions, to go ahead and start to reform the economy. And they've said that we are with you and we're going to support you. And that is what you will begin to see in the next few weeks as you begin to see those approvals by the IMF, the World Bank, the Caribbean Development Bank, the European Union, and others.
Let me just inform our listeners, you're listening to the Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance, Timothy Antwined. And we're talking Inside Finance. And as you know, it's quite a challenge here. Timothy, I think one of the things when we look at what government have been doing. Now, how important is the restructuring for Grenada? And what is the status of the debt restructuring process, which I think we all are concerned about? Where are we on this?
Right. The debt restructuring is extremely important for Grenada. Everybody, I think, now knows that 70 cents of every dollar are spent on wages and pensions, and 30 cents on debt. That is too high. The debt restructuring will help us reduce our debt stock. So where we've sought, for example, a 50% haircut, what it will mean is that where the debt was 100 million, it will become 50 million, okay? With a haircut of 50%, for example. So the size of the debt is going to go down as a result of the restructuring, and we will have to pay less servicing. In other words, our interest payments and so on, our debt servicing will be lower. So it will become more manageable than it is right now. The reason why we're in a debt restructuring is because we cannot pay our debts. They're too much right now. And we've gone to our creditors and we've said we are unable to continue on those terms. We need new terms. And those new terms should include a reduction in the stock, which is what we call a haircut, and also lower debt servicing, so it becomes more manageable. So the combination of raising revenue, keeping expenditure tight or cutting it with respect to non-personal like electricity, water, telecoms, and a reduced debt, those are all going to contribute to help close that fiscal gap of which I spoke, to close that monthly fiscal gap to the point where ultimately we have a very sound public finance situation, which is a foundation for the new economy.
Mm. So when you think about the restructuring process, where are we on it? When we say we started in January, where would you say we are in the first 5 months and looking even at closing that deficit that we have? Where are we on that?
Well, we're making solid progress. We have issued formal offers to some of our creditors. Those offers have called for haircut between 50% and 60%. Now, I think it's important to just explain to the nation that we're not cutting every part of the debt. The World Bank and CDB, for example, who we owe, we're not cutting their debt. What they've agreed to do is to give us more money, soft money. So, for example, World Bank gives you a 40-year loan with a grace period of 5 years, 35 years to repay after that, and an interest rate of 0.75%. No, I mean, you can't get it much better than that, other than to get a grant. In the case of the European Union, it is grant. So those are not restructurable for the purpose of this. But there are other debts other than these agencies that we have sought and are seeking a haircut, a reduction. So we made offers, and the negotiations are ongoing right now. I can tell you some of the creditors have already signaled their willingness to accept. Now, I want to be clear, these are not easy sacrifices. You see, when we talk about sacrificing greener right now, and we pay more taxes and we feel we're making sacrifices, and we are. They are also the creditors being asked to make sacrifices. Because if I owed you $1 million and I'm now asking you to cut that to $500,000, that's a $500,000 that I'm asking you to give up. That's a major sacrifice. But they will come around, or are coming around, because they also see us making sacrifices, and they understand all of that is necessary to put us back on a solid footing in terms of our fiscal financial situation. So we're making progress. I am not in a position to give you an end date, which is what people want to know, because those negotiations are going on. They're multiple negotiations. We're dealing with bilaterals. We're dealing with multilaterals, in some cases, Paris Club, commercial, and we all have to engage all of them in this process, and we are. So we're working hard every week, every day, literally we're on that job. We have advisors who are helping us with it. So it's not just, you know, me involved in all of it, or some of us in the Ministry of Finance, but we're all playing a part, and we're seeing very, very encouraging signs.
Let me just remind our listeners, I'm talking to the Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. We're talking Inside Finance. We take a word from our sponsors. We come back. I have a very important question for him, and that pretty much dealing with a number of things that are important to you as the individual, especially why are we paying all these taxes, and how will they be implemented? That will be one of the questions when we return. Let's take a word from our sponsor. We come right back, and we're talking Inside Finance with the Permanent Secretary, Mr. Timothy Antoine.
One call does it all. All your basic construction needs, backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acroprop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acroprop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
Welcome back to Inside Finance. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. With me in the studio is Mr. Timothy Antoine, who is Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. Now, so Timothy, this, I think, is a big question. I think it deserves, I know you have to give an explanation to it. But Parliament recently approved several tax measures. Will these be implemented at the same time, or will it be phased? Because I think the big concern of many people, it seems that all of these taxes being implemented, no, that's how it comes across. Now, explain to us how this is going to work and how these taxes will be implemented.
Right. The passage of these taxes recently was necessary for Grenada to complete what we call, or is called, prior actions. Before the IMF would consider the approval of Grenada's program, we had to complete that. The IMF requested that all of these measures be approved up front. So even though they're going to be implemented in stages, to show commitment and to show resolve and to make sure everybody knows, you know, this is what we're going to do. We're not going to change our minds in the middle and decide we're not doing it and so on because it's hard. They had to be passed up front. But they're not all implemented at the same time. So for example, the excise tax on parts, that's for 2015. That's not for 2014. But it was passed in May 2014. Okay? The issue of licenses, for example. A lot of these licenses, we now need to formally make sure that people are properly briefed Now the licenses have been, the old rates have been on the books for a long time. People have not been paying, so we have to make sure that we properly register them where they're not registered and they begin paying. But the idea is not to pay everything or not to have all of them start at the same time, although they were passed at the same time. And like I said, they had to be passed at the same time to show political and commitment, to show that the country is serious. We're going to stay the course. So that people know that we have a credible fiscal adjustment path. And then you will see them phased. So for example, the issue of private accommodation for persons over 120,000. Government is very clear. No local person is supposed to be paying extra on that. In other words, in terms of rent, right? You're not able to pay that on your rent. But there is, for the persons who have been involved in that and making income and not paying anything at all, which is what has been going on for years.
I mean, the persons who are renting
correct.
The property.
The persons who are renting the property, the landlords or landladies. They will have to be registered. They have a couple months to register over the next 2 months. And then we will assess the situation in terms of the readiness. Because we need to make sure that people understand what the tax is all about and also the readiness to implement. But again, I think it's important. Throughout the consultations on the homegrown program, people have said it is important for us to make sure that everybody is paying their fair share. The labor unions have been very clear with government, for example, that there are professionals who are not paying anything and they need to make a contribution, which we agree. In a tough time, everybody had to pitch in. If you're not paying your fair share, then you're free riding, right? Grenada cannot have free riders at this time. We need to have people making a contribution, paying their fair share. And the more of us who pay our fair share, then the lighter the burden can become over time. So we are also recognizing that it is important as part of equity, sharing sacrifice, which is what we say, shared sacrifice. Everybody must make a contribution. And I think the reality is that there are many people who have been unknown to Inland Revenue for quite a long time. And at this moment in our nation's history where we've rallied and we've called on everybody to pitch in, they have to pitch in and make a contribution.
The question of looking at the income and expenditure from January, could you talk to us about the figures? Where are we? Because I guess a lot has happened between now and then. We know that we're paying taxes. But give us an idea. What kind of figures we're looking at in terms of what have we received, what have we spent, where are we? So at least we could have a clear idea what is happening within the government and within the Ministry of Finance.
Okay, so for the first 4 months of the year, January to April, like I said, the revenues performed well relative to targets, and we collected $176.1 million. The customs, of that amount, customs collected 70.6 million, inland revenue collected 82.6 million. And there's some other, like what we call non-tax revenue, some other taxes. They all add up to 176.1. So we did better than target.
So what was your target?
The target was 156.8 million. We collected 176.1. So we did better than target. Now, you have to be aware that there is some seasonality in the collections. Some months do better than other months. So we have to manage month by month, but we also have an annual target that we have to manage. So what we're working on is to make sure that if we have a month where things are not as good because of the seasonality of the revenues, that we are still on target for the annual target, to meet our annual target. So I don't want people to think that we collected more than we should, so we're doing better than we should, so we could relax. We can't. But if we get a month where it goes down, as it tends to do with the time, for example, when we alter the tourism season, the hotels will pay less VAT because when there are no guests, they can't pay VAT. So you will see VAT go down in those months. And you will see VAT pick up again in the winter season, which starts in October, going into November, December. So we have to manage the seasonality or the cyclicality of the revenues and make sure that on average we're collecting what we're supposed to collect. And at the end of the year, we will be able to meet the target. So we are encouraged by this, the first 4 months, in fact, the first 5 months. But I want to be clear, this is a continued effort where we have to continue to pay attention, and it's a lot of hard work. There's no relaxing here. We have to manage and make sure that we continue to meet our obligations. And then things come up. Take, for example, the trafficker situation in Trinidad recently. We just got a cabinet directive to make available a sum of money to help the traffickers recover and get them back on their feet. That was not planned for, but it has come up and the government has responded. And we'll take a little bit of the revenue to do that. And there are other things that we need to do, which I think the nation is aware of in terms of what it's budgeted for and so on. So I'm saying all of that to say, we are very clear that we've had a good 5 months of implementation, but there are still a lot of things that we need to do. And we are also fully aware that there are quite a few people who have not yet met their obligations. And the Inland Revenue will be in touch with them. But I would suggest before the Inland Revenue gets in touch with you, you get in touch with Inland Revenue. Because part of paying our taxes now is a patriotic obligation. And for those of us who are people of faith, we also understand the spiritual imperative for us to render unto Caesar what is Caesar and unto God what is God's. And understand why we're doing what we're doing it. Why we're doing what we're doing. So, as I said, we've seen improvements there. Now, the grants have not done as well. The grants, we collected 13.1 million. We were hoping to collect 25.5. So overall, we are ahead, but obviously the grants are behind. So we've been working to try to improve our collection and grants. In terms of our spending, for the first 4 months of the year, we spent $15 million less than we budgeted to spend, because we're trying to keep things tight and make sure that in terms of our fiscal situation, it is improving. So that is in terms of basic numbers. I mean, we have other details there on our website in terms of what we collected from income and profits, property, and various things. But I don't know if I want to go into that unless people wish.
Right. Well, they could find that information on
the website.
On the website.
Correct.
Now, we are about out of time. What is the website? Persons may want to.
The website you can go to right now is www.gov.gd. When you go there, in the top left-hand side, you will see something called Most Recent Fiscal and Economic Data. You click on that portal, and then that will give you a set of information. Right at the top is the latest information on fiscal January to April 2014.
Just repeat the website a bit slower.
www.gov.gd. You go, when you open that, you will get right on the top left-hand side, you will see something called Recent Fiscal and Economic Data. You click on that, and that is where you will see the performance for the first 4 months of the year. You will also see a set of tables and data that have been provided to our creditors as part of the debt restructuring. So if you're interested in the debt numbers, you will see quite a lot of detailed information there on our debt. But right at the top of that list of information is the latest fiscal performance of government.
All right, we're out of time. We would be here every week, and I'm sure that you would have someone who would be sitting and talking with us about what's happening inside finance. Any final thoughts you want to leave with us today?
Well, I just want to repeat that this is a time of sowing so that we can reap the benefits of a stronger economy, where there are more jobs, more opportunities for our people, our children, our nation. I want to encourage everyone to keep the faith and continue to meet their obligations. If they have any questions, then feel free to send them to financegrenada@gmail.com. Right? That's our email address. So if you have a question about anything that was said on this program, of course you can send it to Pastor Simon, but the more direct way is to send it to the Ministry of Finance, financegrenada@gmail.com. And we will try to get back to you as quickly as we can. We have somebody dedicated who will look at those emails and come back to you as quickly as possible. And of course, if you have suggestions on how we could improve our economy, how we could improve our revenue collection, or even cut waste in the government, which we are working on, then of course we welcome those suggestions as well. And finally, remember us in your prayers. The Bible says men ought always to pray, and not faint. And I believe as a man of faith that we must use all our tools, both fiscal and faith or spiritual, I make no apologies for that. So we need, as a nation, to be praying, and we also need to be working very hard. And I think if we do that, God will bless our efforts and crown them with success. Mm.
Thank you, Mr. Timothy Entwined, who is Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance, as we talk Inside Finance. Every week you join us here at the same time, we'll be talking what is happening inside the Ministry of Finance, and I'm very happy that you have joined us here in the studio today, Mr. Timothy Entwined.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, thank you. You heard it there from the man himself within the Ministry of Finance, the Permanent Secretary. Every week, he would have someone here to talk to us what is happening inside finance. I am Pastor Stanford Simon.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.